We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Ribbis, Halacha Hey, paragraph Lamed Dalid. We're in the middle of a discussion about Emes, and Rav Nosson Zalman now is going to give another example from the Torah, from the Chumash, on this topic that's very enlightening. V'zeh Bechina, Rav Nosson Zalman takes us to the story that took place where Avram Avinu traveled to, I think it was Mitzrayim at the time, and the first thing they ask him is about his wife. Is that, who's that lady? Who's that girl? So he saw already who he was dealing with. So he says, it's my sister. Your sister, okay, they take her to the king. And the king figures he caught another fish. Only this time Hashem turned his house upside down, inside out, where nobody, no men or women were able, not only weren't able to have children, or they couldn't go to the bathroom. Hashem closed, sealed all their openings, and Avimelech got, and then Hashem came to Avimelech in a dream, saying, you better watch it. You don't want to touch her in any way. And Avimelech said, what do you mean? I didn't do anything wrong. But Rav Nosson is going to quote the Pasuk now. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashomer Hashem Yisborach l'Avimelech. This is what Hashem said to Avimelech in the conversation that Hashem had with him in a dream, when Avimelech said, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't know it was his wife. He told me it was his sister. So Hashem's response is, Gam anochi yodati, I also know, ki besom levavcho asisa zois, that it's with the purity of your heart that you did this, you know, with sincerity. Meaning you're right, you didn't know it was his wife. And that's why I prevented you, I blocked you from doing anything wrong. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says over there, Emes sheloy dimiso mitchilo lachdoi. True that you didn't intend, you didn't plan to sin. Your intention was not to take somebody else's wife, because you were misinformed here. You were told that it's his sister. Avol nikyo in kapayim ein kan. But Hashem said, when you said to me that you did it with a pure, with sincere heart and with clean hands, Hashem said, your hands ain't so clean. Nikyon kapayim ain't kan. There aren't clean hands here. Why? Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki ikar ho emes lamitoi yevsher lizkois kiim kishehu noki vazach legamri mikol hataivos. We had discussed in the past few shiurim the difference between emes and emes lamitoi. That there's truth, there's different levels of truth. There's the truth of the angels, which led them to believe that the right thing to do was for Hashem not to create man. But then there was a much, much higher truth, which was the truth that the right thing was for Hashem, yes, to create man, and that Hashem would get tremendous nachas from man, from the Jewish people, etc. There was a truth that Moshe Rabbeinu came to Hashem and said, Hashem, what did you do this for? What did you send me to take the Jews out of Egypt? Look what came out of it. You made things much worse for the Jews. Was that statement true? Yes, it was 100% true. But there was a higher truth that if Moshe Rabbeinu would continue to follow Hashem's instructions and do his part to take the Jews out of Egypt, in the end, there would be a very happy ending, Mitzvah Hashem. So Rav Nosson Zal spoke about Emes and Emes Lamitoi. Rav Nosson Zal spoke about it. And he said that even by the greatest of tzaddikim, even by Moshe Rabbeinu, it takes incredible effort to be zoiche to this Emes Lamitoi. Now Rav Nosson Zal tells us what specifically is required for a person to be zoiche to Emes Lamitoi. Rav Nosson Zal says it's impossible for a person to be zoiche to the Emes Lamitoi unless he is completely pure from all the desires, all the evil desires of this world, Taivas Niyuf, Taivas Mama, and all the different. Zoikar, the main one that he has to purify himself from is Mitaiva Haklolius, the Taiva that includes in it all the other Taivas, which is the illegal Taiva for women. It's only if a person succeeds in purifying himself completely from all the taivos, that's the prerequisite that's needed to be zeuche to the emes lamitoi, to this highest truth. Ki shmiras habris hu bechinas emes. Because purity in tikkun habris is emes, is truth. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Kuloi Zera Emes, that the great tzaddikim are zoicha, that all of their seed is true. They don't falsify it all. Their seed is not misplaced in any way, chas v'shalom. All their seed is to the right place, etc., etc. Ukemavoyer b'mokam acher, as is discussed in other places now as Sforim. In chapter 7, in the first half of Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this. He speaks about a person seeking the advice of the true tzaddik, and he speaks about how a person can be misled with wrong advice. And he says that the tzaddik, because he is so pure in tikkun abris, his advice, when he gives a person advice, it's like he's injecting seed into the person. It's like a wedding. So Rav Nosson Zal says that the shmiras abris of the tzaddik is real, is emes. Ki ikar hasheker hu al yedei achiras hadamim kemavura betchilas hatoranal shesheker yefshar loymar kim shema'aker es domov ayin shom. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us in the beginning of Torah Nun Aleph of Likut Imran, which is the Torah that this halacha, this entire halacha was based on, Rabbeinu Zal's opening statement there is that it's impossible for a person to lie unless his blood is spoiled, unless he has messed up his blood with Taivas Rois and Midas Rois. V'chol ha-Taivas, and all of the evil desires, Bifrat Taiva HaKlolius, especially Taivas Niuf, Taivas Noshim, the desire for illegal relationships with women, Hu Al Yedei Achiras Hadomim, comes through a spoilage in the blood. Alkein, therefore, Kisha Habaldovor Mesis Esodom Latoy Soileza Derech Loi Toiv, Al Yedei Emes Shaloi, when the Yetzirah tries to entice a person and seduce a person, to get the person to make a mistake and follow the direction of the Yetzahara, his no good direction, via the Yetzahara's truth, his definition of what's true, that this is the greatest thing in the world, the Yetzahara tells you, this is the best, you're going to have such a good time. Bifrat, kishemesisoi lahachzik b'machloikis, machmaso emes shaloi, especially when the Yetzahara tries to entice a person to get involved in machloikis against other Jews or against the tzaddik with his truth, using the Yetzirah's truth, tzorich lehistakel al atzmoi, the person has to look at himself, im hu zach venoki mehataivos, and analyze himself. Am I 100% pure in my dealings with all my evil desires? Bifrat mi taivanal, especially when it comes to tikkun abris. Am I 100% pure? Umeachar shiyodea b'yatzmoi she'enoi noki, and since the person knows good and well that he's not 100% pure, eich ef sheloi lahamit al hoemes sheloi. How could he be stupid enough? How could he dare rely on his emet? He's going to rely on his perception, his emes, to go ahead and start a fight with another Jew, especially with another, to speak out against another a rabbi, chas v'shalom. Bifrat lirdoif achar ish Yisrael, especially when it comes to pursuing or persecuting a Jew. Mikolshkein achrei rabim, especially if it comes to going against a sect of Jews, a whole community of Jews, saying that they're no good and they're wrong and they're bad. Ki ho emes haboror, Bechinas emes lamitoi, ein zoiche ki im hatzadik ho emes, shehu bechinas neki kapayim beemes. Because to be zoiche to a pure emes, to that emes lamitoi, the only one who is zoiche to that is the tzadik emes, who has clean hands. He has never dirtied himself. Shehu noki mikol hataivos, he's pure and clean in all the desires, in all the taivas rois. Bifrat mi taiva klolius legamri, especially when it comes to the taiva klolius, taivas noshim, he is pure tzaddik, 100%, like Yosef HaTzaddik, like the other great tzaddikim. She'en loy shum achiras hadamim. His blood has not been messed up whatsoever. His blood is pure. He's strong in his commitment and loyalty to Hashem. He doesn't think bad thoughts. He doesn't speak to women in ways that he's not supposed to. And he certainly doesn't commit any acts, any wrong acts. Verak hu zoiche le'emes lamitoi. And only that tzaddik who is on the highest level of tikkun abris, he's the one who zoiche to emes lamitoi, to the highest level truth. Ushar ho'ilam, the rest of the world, ikar ho'emes shelohem, hu leida shem rechoikim mehasogas hadas amiti. And for the rest of the world, the most important truth for them is for them to realize how far they are from the purest truth, from understanding Hashem completely and understanding the Torah completely. And therefore, they have to rely a lot on emuna. They have to know that they can't understand Hashem completely, and they can't understand the tzaddik completely. And therefore, they have to be able to default to emuna. And this is what Hashem said to Avimelech. I know that you didn't do the worst thing. You didn't know that it was his wife and go anyway ahead and take her. Ki Avimelech hoyot tzadik be'enov neglegamri. Ki ilu hu ish emes v'avrom hitotu b'shikroi sham rachosi. Because Avimelech was presenting himself as if he's 100% right. Hashem, I didn't do anything wrong. He lied. He told me it's his sister. What did I do? I'm 100% kosher. That's how Avimelech tried presenting himself to Hashem, and that's how he was looking at himself, as if he's beseder gomor. Avram Avinu was not beseder. V'al kein nitmeloi, therefore, it seemed to him that he had a tremendous, strong argument against Hashem, why Hashem punished him for nothing. Why Hashem hurt him and his whole family and everything. We didn't do anything wrong. Therefore, he said to Hashem, Hagoy gam tzadik taharoig? Do you kill goyim and tzadikim? You kill good people and bad people, Hashem? I'm good. Look at me. Hu amar li achosihi? He told me it's his sister. What did I do wrong? Besom levavi ubenekiyon kapa yosisi zois. With pure heart and clean hands, I did this. This is Avimelech talking. Nimtza shelefi divrei Avimelech hu ish emes vavrom shakran. So the way Avimelech is presenting his case, he's an honest, sincere guy, and Avram Avinu is a liar. Chas v'sholem. Hey, Shiv lo Hashem Yisborach. So Hashem responded to him, Gam anoichi yodati ki besom levav chosis azois. I know that you did this sincerely. You took her, and wanted to have her as your wife, as your maid, whatever it is, with sincere heart. Ki bevadai ho emes itcho she'osis azois be'emes uvesayim levavcha. It's definitely true that you didn't know that it was his wife. Avol nikyon kapayim ein kan. But clean hands, Hashem says, I know that besam levavcha, but Hashem does not agree to what Avimelech said about him. Look, I have clean hands. Hashem said, your hands ain't clean at all. Kama Shapirish Rashi Kanal, as Rashi HaKadosh points out over there, ki im hoyisun ki kapayim, because if you were a person with clean hands, dahainu sheloi hoyisa bal taiva kaze, you weren't such a dirty person who's looking every woman that comes into the country right away, you have your eye on her to see, maybe I'll take that one, bevadai lo hoyisa bo lemichshel ze, you wouldn't have stumbled like this. You wouldn't have made this mistake. Ki mei kora dadina pircha. Because I have a question on you from the beginning, from your opening words. Malcho lishol esavrom im hi ishto yachosei. That's the first thing you ask a guy when he comes into your country. Is that your sister or is that your wife? וכמו שהשיב אברהם באמס כששואלוי, as אברהם אבינו responded in full sincerity, when אבימלך asked him, מרו אסקיוסי, so what did you see? What excuse? Why did you do that? Why did you lie and say she was your sister? הישב לוי, אברהם אבינו said to him, I'll tell you exactly why. כי אמרתי, רק אין יראה סליקים במקום הזה. Because I realized that there's no fear of Hashem in this joint, in this place, in this Mitzrayim. וכמו שפירש רשי, as Rashi HaKodesh explains, אך סנוי שבו לעיר, when a guest comes into the city, al iskei ishtoi shoy alinois, the first thing you ask him is about his wife? That's the first question you ask? Or you ask him, how are you? Do you need a place to sleep? Do you need food? Do you have what you need? No. The first question they ask is, who is she? Is that your wife? Or... So I saw exactly who I was dealing with, Avraham Avinu said. Umeachar sha'ato bal taiva kazeh. And because you're a person who's so steeped in desire for women, you Avimelech. Ve'ein chonaki kapayim. And you don't have clean hands. Hichshilcho ho emes shelcho. Your honesty messed you up. Ad shelokachto yisalachot. And got you to take her to your house. וכשבוא לך המקויס, and when Hashem started punching you and smacking you and kicking you, אתה צועק, you're screaming, שאתה צדיק, that you're a righteous person, ואברהם הכשילך בשקרוי, and Avraham Avinu messed you up with his lie, ואין אתה מיישם לב, but you don't realize, שאחירס דומך הכשילך ליטויס מן הדרך, that it's your dirty blood that got you to stumble, and to make a mistake, vilivli lahasig ho emes laamitoi, and not realize the ultimate truth, the real truth. Ach, however, meachar she'af al pikein kavanos chaloi hoyo le'isur godoil, still Hashem said, since your intention wasn't literally to take someone else's wife, to do such a terrible sin, alkein vo'ech soich gamonoich yois chameichatoi li. That's why I was nice to you and I blocked you from going ahead and having relations with her. I made it impossible for you to be with her, etc. Ki Hashem yisporach merachim al hodom kisheroye shechofetz be'emes. Because Hashem has rachmonis on a person when he shows that the person shows even a little bit of a desire for the truth. Rak shetoyes atzmoi. It's just that the person is fooling himself. Again, here Avimelech was fooling himself into thinking that he's a good man. You're such a good man. That's a good man. That the minute a person comes in, the first thing you do is you're looking at the girls. You're looking to see whose wife it is and whose wife it's not. So hu merachim olav. Hashem has pity on such a person. Umeramezloi bidrochov hanifloim, and Hashem sends the person messages, bulletins, and sometimes bullets, you know, or hints in incredible ways, sheyoshuv mitosoi, to get the person to correct his mistake. Aval al kol ponim atatzorich losum alibcha she'ein chonaki kapayim. But one thing is for sure, Rav Nosson Zal says, you have to realize that you don't have clean hands, that you're not pure, you're not lily white. And bishvil ze ubishvil ze boso letoz koze al yidei ha'emes shelcho. And that's what led you into this mistake with your truth, with your supposed, again, I was honest. Here, if I wasn't honest, I would just take her. I'm an honest, good-hearted, you know, good citizen, you know, that I asked, is this anybody's wife? It's nobody's wife, then I can take. But that honesty is not the real honesty. Vezeh shekosav, and this is why the pasuk says in Tehillim, and this is the chapter in Tehillim, this is the climax of the tefillah that we say on the night of Rosh Hashanah. Those that daven nusach sfard, after you daven the ma'ariv of Rosh Hashanah night, which is awesome, after the silent Shmoneh Esrei, the chazan says ledavid mizmor. He recites this chapter of Tehillim, chapter 24, where it says, "Mi yale bahar Hashem, who is the person who is zeichet to climb the mountain of Hashem, umi yokum bimkoim kotshoi, and which person will be zeichet once he climbs the mountain to hold on there, to remain in that place of holiness. You know who? Neki chapayim, a person who has clean hands, pure hands, ubar levav, and also a clean heart. Asher lo noso lashov nafshi, who doesn't turn to any falsehood at all whatsoever. Rav Nosson Zal says, look what it says there. Two qualities. Neki chapayim, uvar levav daika. You need both of them. Ki daika keshehu neki chapayim, because it's only a Jew who is zoche to have clean hands, which means he didn't dirty himself with sins, with taivas rois and midas rois, hu daika zoche lebchinas bar levav. That's the only person who could be zoche to a pure heart, asher inosel hashov, who doesn't stray from the truth. He's zoche to the real truth, to the emes lamitoi. Shehu nitzol mishov vosheker, he is saved from all kinds of falsehood, v'zoche le'emes lamitoi, and zoche to the highest, purest truth. V'rak hu zoche la'alois bahar Hashem, that's the one who zoche to climb the mountain of Hashem, v'lokum b'mkoim kotshoi. And when he gets to the top, to be zoche to remain there, not to fall off, not to remain solid. And that's why Avram Avinu had to hide the truth from Avimelech. Avram Avinu was not allowed to tell him the truth that it was his wife. Avram Avinu was obligated to tell Avimelech, that's my sister. Because the Gemara says, a tzaddik is allowed to engage in trickery with a trickster. If he sees a guy's playing with him, the tzaddik's allowed to play with him back. Oh, I notice Avimelech, he's such a wonderful guy, such a wonderful host, that the first question he asks me is, who is she? That's his first question. I know exactly what I'm up against. Now I know that if I tell him it's my wife, he's going to have a very simple solution for that problem. He'll make her into a beautiful widow. And then he'll have no problem. Ki hatzadik, ki sheroya she'ein emes bo'ilam, hu mukhruch lahalim ho'emes bekama drochim, kedei lahatzles nafshoi. Because when the tzaddik sees that there's no truth in the world, or in that city, or in that place where he is, when he sees that there isn't real truth, the tzaddik is allowed to hide the truth, not allowed to, he's obligated to hide the truth in all kinds of ways in order to protect himself, in order to save himself. And that's how the tzaddik injects truth into the world. The tzaddik has to be very sharp and very shrewd, and he has to know who he's dealing with. And with each person, he deals with him differently. Depending on how sincere the person is, depending on how pure the person is, the tzaddik plays with each one differently to try to bring him close to Hashem. And to certain people, the tzaddik has to hide the truth completely. As we find how Yaakov Avinu conducted himself when he had to engage Lavan and Esav, we see that he had to know how to play the game. He had to know how to play poker and all kinds of other things. And this is where there's a small Torah in Likutei Moran, we've mentioned it in the past, which speaks about Hashava Saveda. There's a law in the Chumash that if Reuven loses something, and if Shimon finds something in the street, a lost article, and there's nobody around at the time, so he has no idea who it belongs to and who lost it, Shimon is obligated to take it to his house and keep it there and put up a sign or whatever it is that found, you know, lost article found in this vicinity until somebody comes to claim it. And it says over there, ad droish ochicha, until your brother will come searching for it. It uses the word droish. And Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran, in explaining this, he mentions that each and every one of us, when we come into the world, we lose everything. While we're in the mother's womb, there's an angel with us that's teaching us the entire Torah. He's teaching us everything that we can possibly achieve in knowledge of Hashem. Just when the baby comes out, an angel flicks it above the lip and causes it to lose everything. And then the angel, Hashem makes the child swear when it comes out that it's going to try its whole life to search for that Aveda. So Rabbi Nizal explains, most people, when they come into the world, though, they get sidetracked. They get involved in all kinds of nonsense. They don't really go searching for their Aveda. The true tzaddikim, from day one, they start serving Hashem, and they find their own lost article. And then there's still a lot of time, so they pick up other lost articles that are unclaimed, that people didn't search for. What does the tzaddik do? He takes it to his house. In his house, he waits for somebody to come and claim it. And it says that when the person comes, he has to check the person out to see if he's real or not, to see if he's a Ramai or not, it says over there. And that's where the tzaddik is obligated to test the person. The tzaddik who is the epitome of emes, even though he is emes lamitoi, when he deals with people, he covers up the emes to each person in different ways, depending on the sincerity of the person. To the degree that the person works on himself to try to become neki kapayim uvar levav, to that degree that tzaddik will open the door and the person will be zeichet to see the emes lamitoi. And to the degree that a person is insincere, the tzaddik will play with him, and sometimes the person will think that mamash is one of the closest people to the tzaddik, and he'll be fooling himself, chas v'shalom. He'll only be fooling himself, and he'll only have himself to, but he'll say, what do you mean? I was honest. I asked the tzaddik this question. This is the answer he gave me. I asked if I'm good. He said, I'm very good. So what? The answer is, according to the circumstances that the tzaddik sees, that's how he has to behave. As Rav Nosson Zal said here, that when he sees she'ein emes ba'olam, hu muchruch lahalim hu emes bekama drochim, the tzaddik is required, he's obligated to hide the emes, to disguise the emes in all kinds of ways, in order to protect himself, in order for the tzaddik to protect himself.